This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 55732-5563. And I really do mean it. I really do mean I very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I very much appreciate the time that you hang out with us. You are hanging out with us, right? I know where most of you live. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Hey, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. You can be part of the conversation. You can join Patreon. That's an outlet by which you can help seed the show, help the show, throw a few bucks at the show. As I've been telling some of you for a while now, and it's true, you know, Facebook and other social media outlets have been cracking down on our numbers, on our ability to get the message out. And when you do that, you also make it hard for us to make money, because that's what sponsors look at. They look at the money that we're making. I mean, that the numbers of listeners, the number of people that we reach. So they've made it almost impossible. I know a few other people today that have sent me emails asking me what I was doing, because they were having the same problem on YouTube that we were having, or are having, continue to have, whatever. So the only way we can make our money now is through donations and things like that. Even though we are reaching out, we are grabbing sponsors. We're doing the best we can. And as I said before, I so much appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us, do spend with me on the air, in the chat room, being involved in the conversation very much. So I got to do a lighthearted story before we get rolling here, right? Because, you know, this has always been an issue. First of all, if one time the left went out of their minds because there were people complaining about, you know, breastfeeding in public. And it was a natural, it was a beautiful thing, and it was something that mothers need to do. It's the best thing for the baby. It's healthy. And something has changed. Now, according to CNN, this story that they posted is not an argument against breastfeeding or my party line. After reading a lot of the research and speaking to a number of experts, the writer says, is that breastfeeding is truly wonderful. And if you can make it happen, and it's not it's not a significant consequence if you can't. For those who have access to clean water formula, it can be a healthy choice for their baby. And, you know, depending on what science, I guess you go looking for, who wrote it, what it's about. And this wasn't to force anybody to do it, but my God, when you read the upside to breastfeeding, when you read the upside to a mother's breast milk, why wouldn't you? I mean, unless you physically can't, unless you have some problem in that area, okay, great, not great, but you know what I'm saying? You just don't do it. But under the laws of God / laws of nature, I mean, think about it. You're giving that baby the best they need. Anyway, and it's not an argument against supporting women in their breastfeeding efforts. Now, new moms anticipating a seamless, euphoric process. They're kind of let down. Because, you know, it rarely goes the way it's supposed to. And most of them, I think some hospitals even offer classes or instruction on how to breastfeed properly. not like the kid is born knowing what to go for, what to grab, and what to do. Got to help him along a little bit. And so the CNN writer says, look, I'm just trying to lay it out there and see what really is available. Now, Dr. Christy Del Castillo gave birth to her son in 2010 in the same Albuquerque, New Mexico hospital where she worked as an emergency room doctor. She found that they were inadequate letting her know on how to take care of her baby, how to feed her baby, right? But with it, you know, I can't read this whole thing. It's way too long, and I highlighted some of it. But here's the bottom line with it. As you start to get to the end of the story, as you start to deal with this, is somehow this story comes back to around as to whether you're calling out the moms for not wanting to breastfeed their kids. Right? And what it does when it comes to, you know, postpartum exhaustion and how dangerous that is. It's kind of like, how about we just deal with the beauty of the thing? How about you just deal with the scientific truth that breastfeeding is very good? Breast milk. I shouldn't say breast. Breast milk is one of the best things that your kids can get, especially in the first few months that they're here on the planet. Right? Why everything has to become a political issue, it's just beyond me. How about we not make it that way? Anyhow, I thought that was kind of, you know, again, everything today becomes an attack on somebody else. I got in a conversation with a guy online. I don't know why I jumped in. I guess I was bored. I was waiting for something to download, and I said, well, what is this about? And the guy was talking about whether, you know, Jesus was, here was his question. His question was, if Jesus was black, if he could prove that Jesus was black, would white people still be Christians? Now, first, I think it's probably one of the most asinine questions I've ever heard, because I don't know any Christian that's a Christian because of the color that Jesus was. I know plenty of Christians that are Christians because of what Jesus did for them. That I know. But why would I care what color he is? What does color got to do with anything? The only one, you know, I want you to think really hard as to who makes an issue out of color most of the time. Who's the one that always brings up, or what group brings it up, as an issue that needs to be discussed, be concerned about, and beat to death for all intents and purposes? The left. The progressive left does this. I'll finish it on the other side of the break. I got to ask you. Let's see if you guys know. Was Jesus black? And does it matter? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Back, and you are listening to The Real Side on GGN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved and engaged and getting something accomplished. Right? I mean, we need to be getting something accomplished. Can't just sit here yelling at each other. Doesn't fix anything. Later on in the show, David Fisher is going to join us. Question of the night is the market resetting or trumping? Anyway, you know, always good information from David. He's always up on things. And we get reports right on them. John McCain, He may resign to try to push through the Kavanaugh confirmation into the Senate. Now, you say, how does that work? And you know the battle is getting worse and worse, right? And some, I think there's 5 or 6 or 7 senators are going to have to figure out whether or not they're willing to give up their seats, because they're in states that Donald Trump won by high double digit figures. A couple of those states he actually won by over 50%. So they've got to figure out what side they want to be on, because frankly, by November, no matter what's going on in the market or anywhere else, right now, my prediction is the Dems will get snookered again. And only because they've wasted 2 years with the anti-Trump rhetoric. 2 years getting behind illegals. 2 years getting behind, you know, people that are skirting all kinds of laws in this country. 2 years being more sympathetic, more concerned about illegals getting over the borders than they are about feeding and taking care of our vets and people here in this country. So when you think about all that, people go to the polls and they got more money in their paychecks. Remember, it's about the economy. When they got more money in their paychecks, their taxes have, again, coming into November, some of them are going to be checking with their tax attorneys. You know, I mean, look at what you got coming back. Look at how much money you took in. Look at how much more food's on the table. How much more do you weigh? Seriously. John McCain could finally step down and have someone appointed in his place if he's not willing enough to make the trip to Washington to vote in favor of the nominee. Now, that's being reported by ABC. There's some word that if McCain is not able to vote and his vote is needed, he might resign and let someone appoint a senator, not let someone, the governor would do it, appoint a senator who would support this judge. If McCain will step down, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, a Republican, would appoint a replacement. Now, McCain's health complications are making it hard for him to go and even work through the confirmation battle. You've got to give him credit. Kavanaugh is a federal judge, and he was nominated by President Trump the other night. Now, I don't know. Justice Kennedy is out in a couple of months. I guess he resigns now, but it really doesn't empty for a couple of months. Now, due to a 2017 change in rules by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republicans only need 51 votes, a simple majority, to confirm Kavanaugh, which is exactly the number of Senate members that are Republicans, including McCain. But with only one slim majority, every vote counts. And there's a couple of Republicans right now that don't really know whether they're going to vote for him or not. You know what I mean? Now, speculation about McCain's resignation, this has gone around since the senator announced that he was sick. And I don't know, you know, listen, I'm not going to make fun of the guy. If he's sick, he's sick. But I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, look, you've got a battle in front of you. Are you holding on to the seat because, I don't know, it's what's left? It's all you have left for the moment? And I don't mean that in a negative way or a mean way. But he really should have somebody there that could fight this, that could work their way through this, that could really be able to vote and fight. And frankly, you know, guys like McCain, whether like him or not, these guys are supposed to rally the troops. They're supposed to help. These senior members are supposed to help. And he's going to have a hard time doing it. Seriously. You got a question, a thought about a Supreme Court nomination, give us a call. Mark from Utah, thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, they have big trucks. And they all just had to do it. There you go. Yeah, hit the air horn, but I'm ending up just all late. Anyway, my bottom line is, no matter, well, president, 8 years, right? But even the justices, 12 years. Senators, 2-term, 12 years. Congress, 6. Everybody gets 12 years, you know. Why did the founders come up with this life thing? I don't get that, right?
Yeah.
I think even the justices and judges should be 12 years. You know what I'm saying?
Mark,
I don't get the life thing.
If you read, there's nothing in the Constitution that says that they're there for life, okay? Matter of fact, They're only there if they do not act appropriately. And I'm not talking about from a legal standpoint. I mean, you find these guys drunk in a bar, you can remove them. Our founding fathers never intended for these to be lifers. We turned it into that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Same thing with the Senate. Used to be chosen from state legislatures, all that.
Yep.
You know, and
we screw up.
Some of the best. Well, anyway, that's my point is, and the 10th Amendment, right? Leave it to the states and to the people. One of the greatest things about the Constitution is what's not there. I mean, we got this bureaucracy. I don't know if anybody ever came up with the analogy. The country was founded not a little baby octopus, you know, and the arms got big mutations. Cut them back, you know, spending. Always remind people, what, $21 trillion right now? It's ridiculous. But anyway, my big thing is even the justices really should be term limits.
I agree.
I've been enjoying your show, man. This is huge, right? Love it.
I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you. And listen, lots of love to the truckers, man. I'll tell you what, when I got out of high school, it was the first job I had. And it put money in my pocket, food on the table. And I know you guys are away from home a lot, so I appreciate it very much. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, we're the skeleton of the nation. Oh, we appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Yeah. Always appreciate those guys, seriously. And they're working hard, and they take a, you know what, they take a beating on a regular basis, seriously. I mean, I just remember the guy, small trucking company I worked for when I got out of high school. I think he owned like 5 trucks. And, man, maintenance, regulations, the whole nine yards. So God bless those guys. Be safe out there. So get back to McCain. And, again, we only have, I'm good with the 51%. I mean, the 51 votes. I really am. I think that McConnell, I'm going to be clean. I think McConnell should grow a spine, all right, and push through the 300-plus bills that he has sitting on his desk, and he hasn't got the cojones to push through, and just take the votes. Get it done. Get it done, because it's not the law for 60 votes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative by joining Liberty HealthShare. They're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Supporters say President Trump, who's at the NATO meeting in Brussels, was displaying tough love when he took NATO allies to task on their defense spending and accused Germany of being captive of Russia. The president confirmed Europe's pre-summit fears by using the NATO stage to criticize allies, blasting Germany for a natural gas line deal with Russia.
It's very sad when Germany makes a massive oil and gas deal with Russia, where you're supposed to be guarding against Russia, and Germany goes out and pays billions and billions of dollars a year to Russia.
The president tweeted, "Billions of additional dollars are being spent by NATO countries since my visit last year, but it isn't nearly enough. Pipeline dollars to Russia are not acceptable." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game,
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
My baby is American-made. I guarantee you that. Anyway, all our babies are American-made. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you haven't got it, pick it up. We got our app, our new app. Our app is out. It's not a new app. I guess it's an old app, but it's an app nonetheless. I guess is what I'm getting at, right? If you pick up the app, it's an Apple app or an Android app, and it was custom-made for us. So it wasn't like I'm, shoving those apps that everybody's got that all look the same. We went out of our way to make it easy for you guys, so that from your app you could go ahead and you could listen to the show, you could watch the show, you could be part of the chat room during the show. You press a button, you can email me. You press another button, you can call the show right from the app. You never has to leave. Isn't that exciting? Don't you find that? I find that exciting. I don't know. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do. I very much do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. And I know you can be doing a gazillion other things, seriously. But you're involved. You're involved with us here. So it is a big deal. And I do appreciate it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks again. And again, when you engage, and send me emails, let me know what's right, what's wrong, what's going on, where the problems are. Seriously. All right, let's get to it. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So one of you sent me, let me apologize, because, usually I get excited. I'm like a little kid at a candy store sometimes when this stuff comes at me. I'm all over the place. First, let me finish my Jesus is not black comment, and Jesus is not white comment. All right? Jesus was probably windblown, sandy brown skin. All right, remember, let's bear in mind something. Jesus was Jewish. No way around it. And in the area that he grew up in the area that he was born in, the area that, for lack of a better way of putting it, that he ran around in, it was very windy. And it was a lot of sand. And a lot of sun. Not a lot of water. Okay? He was out in the field. He was out with the animals. So let's not get caught up in color. Right? Again, when it comes to Jesus, when somebody said that Jesus is black, okay, if you're Jesus black, that's nice, whatever. But Jesus wasn't white, he wasn't black, and I don't think Jesus even harped on color that I know of. All I know is he gave his life for me. And you. And it doesn't matter what color you are, he doesn't care. And I don't care what color he is. And we need to get over that. See, we're even letting it, look at guys, as Americans, look at what we've done. We're even letting this stuff creep into our belief systems. How often have you heard color? Look, I've been to friends' home where, you know, when I grew up as a kid, okay, Jesus was this blonde-haired, blue-eyed, tall man that had an English accent, right? I didn't care. It wasn't about that when I was a kid. I go, and believe it or not, when I was a kid, I had friends from all walks of life. And I'd go to homes and I'd see Jesus with short curly hair, right? Still white, but short curly hair. And then I would see Jesus and some of my friends. Yes, I had black friends as a kid. Go figure. Anyway, that Jesus was black. Who cares? I don't care. Anyway, I just brought that up because I thought it was interesting that all this time, and all of a sudden I'm seeing more and more and more conversations about whether Jesus was black or not. Look, believers, brothers and sisters in Christ, don't get caught up in that. Don't even entertain that, please. Because you can't find a scripture in the Bible that says that Jesus was white. And we shouldn't be hanging anything on that. All right, back to John McCain. And again, with you know, again, along these lines of forgiveness and understanding and love, let's not be their love Trump's hate. Let's be our love Trump's hate, okay? Let's show them truly what love trumping hates really looks like. I don't like John McCain. Just really simple. I don't like him. I know people in D.C. They say he can be a very nasty, hateful man. I guess maybe it's the power and all the years he's been there. I don't know. But you know what? I don't wish cancer on anybody. Because it just doesn't devastate him. It devastates his wife, his kids, his grandkids. So let's not be those people, okay? Please. You don't like him? Fine. Wish that somebody beats him in an election. Although we know he's not going to run again. But you know what I'm saying. Anyway, back to him. You know, they've been speculating about his resignation since he's been sick. Right, since he was, and it's not just any cancer. It's a rare form of cancer. But, you know, this is very important. This vote is important. He knows it. McCain hasn't returned to the Capitol since leaving for Arizona in December. So the man hasn't been there for 7 months. Now, he's being treated on a regular basis, but he doesn't have much strength and he can't get out. Look, if I was Trump, I would send the Trump plane for him. I'm not joking. I would have it decked out with every kind of medical thing he needed, and I would fly him back to D.C. and take him by ambulance. You know, I can't remember the name. One of you guys sent me a name. You send me the name of this guy quickly, and I'll send you a flag. You have to put it up. You have to send it. No, not put it up. You have to send it to joe@therealside.com. We had one of the delegates that voted, and he may have been the deciding vote, for our independence, was suffering from cancer of the face. And he rode 80 miles all night to get in time to vote for the declaration. Whoever sends me that guy's name, pretty quick here, because Googling it's not fair, I'll send a flag to. How's that? Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Okay, so despite the opposition to Trump, right, McCain, to Trump and his party, every time I think about this, I lose my mind. Remember, he cast that infamous 11th hour vote to sink Obamacare. the repeal, remember? But he has expressed support for Kavanaugh, especially after the announcement on Monday. He came out with a release. He said, in selecting Judge Brett Kavanaugh to fill the vacancy left by Justice Kennedy, President Trump has chosen a nominee with impeccable credentials, strong record of upholding the Constitution. One of the Senate's highest constitutional responsibilities is to provide advice and consent on nominations to the Supreme Court. So I look forward to the Senate's fulfillment of this critical duty through a fair and thorough confirmation process. Now, Castellanos reported that McCain endorsement should reassure Republicans that Kavanaugh is in just about zero danger of not getting confirmed. Some Republican senators, you know what's sad about this? I knew I was going to be able to finish this without losing my mind here. What's really sad about this is you look at what the Republicans did during the nominations of, Kagan and Sotomayor. You remember in May 2009 when Sotomayor was nominated by President Obama? Remember him? Do you remember all those crazy, outraged conservatives? They stormed the streets. They held protests. They blocked ice. They did all kinds of that stuff, right? They were burning flags. They were crazy people. No, they weren't. You don't remember it because it didn't happen. And then remember when Obama nominated Elena Kagan? Remember all the unhinged righties? Remember the guys on the street that were swearing at the cops and flipping them the bird? They were cursing up a storm when they were in these press briefings and what have you? Remember all the professional signs that they were, homemade signs that they were waving? Saying Can Kagan. Remember all those? Yeah, I don't remember either. And it isn't because I have Alzheimer's, it's because it didn't happen. And both of them, not to mention Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Sotomayor, she is a committed leftist. She consistently injected race into her speeches and judicial qualifications, stating on multiple occasions how a wise Latina would reach better conclusions than a white male. My God, can you imagine? I'm not even going to go there. I'm having too much fun. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. More on this on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Back. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you are with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And the prize goes to Joe Austin, who guessed it correctly. Caesar Rodney was the one that rode all night long. How many of us would have gone, hey, you know, if they call, hey, Caesar, we need your help. Oh, Joe, we need your help. We need you to come down here because we're like, we know we're going to come up shy on these votes. I know you're sick. I know you're not feeling well, but I really need you to come out, and I really need you to, you know, to do this thing for the declaration. Right? I mean, how many in today's world, how many would have gone, yeah, sure, I'll be there. I mean, this guy had face cancer. Can you imagine between the bugs and the branches and whatever's getting kicked up in his? Have you ever ridden a horse, you know, through the backwoods, if you would? It ain't that easy. It ain't like somebody's cleared a path for you already and everything is wonderful and fine. 80 miles at night, one horse on horseback. It's like the Pony Express riders, you know, they change horses every so often. So anyhow, good job. You'll have your flag in the next few days. See, that's what you need. I love it when you guys interact and engage. I really do. So Joe Austin out of Post Falls, Idaho. Thank you so much for participating. Anyway, back to the lunacy on the left. And I do mean lunacy. I have nothing. There is no way I can sugarcoat this or cut them a little slack. Because you're looking at Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who refused to answer questions about Roe versus Wade. Matter of fact, you can even nail her on the fact that she says it was one of the worst decisions that the Supreme Court ever made. You'd have to go look it up yourself. I don't want to lose it. I don't want to go into all this stuff, right? But here's the deal. She said that it was a worse decision because states were starting to gain acceptance in states. And they should have left it up to each and every state to make up their own mind. Think about that. And now, she'd rather have the government take care of everything, and she's not interested in what the Constitution has to say about anything. She said that. She thinks the Constitution is outdated and in the way for this kind of society, although I don't want her kind of society for sure. Sonia Sotomayor, hardcore left, says that a wise Latina would reach better conclusions than a white male. That has nothing to do with racism, right? I mean, seriously, it would have been an easier swallow if she had said, look, women make the decision than men. We would all just kind of giggle to God, yeah, sure, okay, humans make just as good decisions as other humans who are informed. Imagine the firestorm during a vetting process. The press finds a statement that Brett Kavanaugh makes saying a white male should be able to reach better decisions than a Hispanic woman. Or how about another Hispanic man? Right? So apparently, it's not how much of the Constitution you know. I'm just kind of confused here. I'm trying to see if I get this right. I'm thinking out loud. Work with me. Right? So it's not how much of the law you know. It's not how much of the Constitution you know. It's the color of your skin and the genitalia you have. Apparently that means more. And whether or not you can relate to somebody. I can't relate to the guy that robbed the bank and killed two people. Just can't do it. I'm sorry he was trying to feed his family. Not the way to do it. There's no emotion there. You broke the law, period. End of discussion. Can you interpret the Constitution properly? That's all I care about. However, in the case of Sotomayor, 23% of the Republicans in the Senate voted for her. Whether you're mad at them or not, doesn't matter at this point. 23%, not zero. 23%. Elena Kagan's another one. She is a committed leftist as well. She's credited for the querying the Harvard Law School program. What querying anything has to do with the law, I don't know. If you're with the LGBTQ community, you want to write me an email, joe@therealside.com. You want to come on the show, more than happy to have you, to explain this to me, because I'm thoroughly at a loss, because it has nothing to do with querying, it has nothing to do with sexual orientation, it has nothing to do with any of that stuff. Can you properly interpret the Constitution? That's the job of the Supreme Court. Now, she has been performing same-sex marriages prior to the marriage issue coming before the court. Now, if she was for it, she was working for it, she was cool with it, how could she rule in that case? She was obviously biased. Right? They told Sessions he couldn't be part of the inquiry because he worked with Trump. He was on the Trump campaign. She actually performed same-sex marriages. Elena Kagan was, and we all know, she was a committed leftist. Still is. She didn't recuse herself. She didn't even suggest that she was going to. Her vote, and this is the stuff that always drives me crazy. And Obergefell versus Hodges, she was in society one in the 5-4 decision. And I don't understand these 5-4 decisions because these should not be ideological. These should not be political or partisan. I think it was Sotomayor that said that the reason she voted against Trump's travel ban is because of what he said on his campaign. Now, here's my problem with this. You don't vote on something or rule on something based on party or what you think. Because the minute you, as a judge, starts deciding what somebody meant or what they did, or we're thinking about doing, now you're guilty before you commit the crime. So he's guilty, right, of being a racist against Muslims because he took the exact same steps that President Obama did. But Obama wasn't racist, I guess, because he was black and a Democrat. See what I mean? She should step down. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. She should step down. She can't separate her politics from her job. That's dangerous. Remember that in 2009, Solicitor General Kagan argued on behalf of the Affordable Care Act when it came before the Supreme Court. A year later, as a justice, she couldn't see her own conflict. And she didn't recuse herself from voting on that one. Think about that as well. Right? But that's okay. And again, 12% of Senate Republicans voted to confirm Kagan. Was there looting and burning in the streets? Were they kicking down walls? I mean, seriously, did you catch all the protests over this? I mean, did you see all the signs? Let me tell you why there weren't any. Because most people on the right understand, believe, and appreciate the rule of law. Most people on the right, most conservatives, understand and believe in the Constitution. And most people on the right were browbeat for 8 years by a man in the White House who kept telling us that elections have consequences. We won. Deal with it. Well, in using his words, and I'm sure somebody will call me a racist for doing such, elections have consequences. Now you have to deal with it. And a lot of your people voted. A lot of people left voted for President Trump. And now it seems like they're acting like a bunch of spoiled brats. They're not getting their way. Mommy and Daddy have made the ruling or have come down and said it's a certain thing, or it's going to be a certain way, and they can't handle it. So what do? They're like that kid that starts screaming he wants his candy bar in the supermarket. And come on, you know, you've seen it. Majority of those parents do what? They buy the candy bar for the kid. On what planet does that make sense? Because it doesn't make any to me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, David Fisher is going to join us in the next hour. And I've asked David in the coming weeks, I've asked David if he would do me a favor and just go over the foundations of finance, how it works, how the government pays their bills, when the Fed came in, do we need them, don't we need them, what are we doing with them, that kind of thing. And he's agreed to do so. So over the next few weeks, well, maybe not next week, the week after, David will be in to discuss, again, what the Fed is, what it is, and why are we so dependent on other markets. What kind of, you know, thing really, how are the tariffs working for and or against us? So, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. In the meantime, go get yourself some coffee or something to drink. Cool down your drink, heat up your drink, breathe deep, and come on back, because we'll be here on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host.